And now let's get set to listen to car number 21, built by the Niles Car Company, 1905, for the Toledo, Port Clinton, and Lakeside Railway. The following is quoted from the December 30th, 1905 issue of Street Railway Journal. The cars are finished in quartered oak, leathered seats and smoker, and plush with high head rolls in the passenger compartments. Continuous parcel racks and Pullman-shaped windows with art glass above. They are provided with quadruple motor equipments, Peckham 40A trucks, Nickel Lenton air sanders, Westinghouse air equipment, and the lantern system of marker and classification lights. On the rear end are marker lights over the rear vestibule windows, while on the front end and on one side are classification lights with white and green lenses. These lights are operated by separate switches and are controlled by the motorman. The Toledo, Port Clinton, and Lakeside Railway later became the Northwestern Ohio Railway and still later was taken over by the Ohio Public Service Company. This car was the first to be moved to the museum in 1948 and is a fine example of interurban car construction of the 1900-1910 period. The car is 51 feet long and is equipped with four General Electric number 263A motors, one General Electric Type K34D2 controller, and one Westinghouse air compressor. Here it comes now.